The best part about having your own podcast is that you can do it exactly as you want. You can say whatever you want. You can lead and guide it however you want. And today I was thinking about what am I going to share with you all? Right now, I currently have COVID. It's been about 4 days. I'm doing okay, but I felt like it would actually be really healing for me to get on here and just record for you. And so instead of just teaching or sharing something like I normally would on the podcast, as I was making my plant-based bison chili, I decided, let's just do some prayers. How many podcasts are we tuning into getting support on prayer? And I felt, cool, why not? Haven't really seen that be done. Haven't really done it myself, but yet prayer is a huge aspect of my life, especially as a sober woman. Prayer, meditation, conscious communication with God all day long is what keeps me sober. And so I just wanted to share that with you. So, whatever you believe in, your higher power, whatever that is for you, allow yourself to honor your own beliefs. I'm going to say God. That's my belief. But insert in whatever feels right and real to you. The prayer I was stepping into as I'm starting to cook dinner, which is on the stove, so I might need to pause at one point and do this. My prayer is, God, you know the bigger picture. Whatever I'm worried about and micromanaging and planning and contemplating, you already have the solution. You already have the answer. You already have the parts figured out. Help me to take a step back. Help me to put this in your hands, in your control. Help me to just be the vehicle, to just be the messenger. Lead me and guide me and use me. Direct my body, direct my feet, direct my legs. Direct my mind, my heart, my soul, my energy, my thoughts, especially. One of the things I've noticed with prayer is that it's opening a direct communication to start thinking better thoughts and to start feeling better feelings and to start having more faith and hope and trust. I truly believe that when you open yourself up to prayer, you're ultimately surrendering to guidance and wisdom and inspiration and your intuition to be kicked on. We do have free will. And to me, free will is just our thoughts, our feelings, our energy, our beliefs. But we do have the power to change them. And I believe when you call on your higher power in prayer, this is why a lot of people, they don't realize why they have a billion-dollar corporation, multi-million-dollar business came out of nowhere. They prayed for the ideas to come through. They were just the vehicle. The person open enough to receive them and courageous enough to act on them. We all have that same potential within us, but most of us are closed off to it. Most of us aren't even praying, if we're honest. Most of us have shut down that connection and relationship with our higher power because we felt like we got burned or we got let down. So I hope that through using my channel, I can help get you more connected with your higher power, that I can help lead you to a better relationship. A better connection of your own understanding that you can start to develop. Maybe you grew up with a harsh God, an unfair God, a God that you felt was always mad at you or judging you. But what if you decided that you were going to change your conception, your relationship, your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideals about your higher power today? What if you decided you had a loving, generous, forgiving, caring, thoughtful, higher power that wants to be on your side, especially if you have guilt and regret and shame from your past? Can you see how your higher power had your back and had to rearrange or remove or cut out some people from your life because they were not meant to go with you to this level? To your next chapter, to your next assignment. So often, one of the reasons we're afraid of the future is because we still have not cleaned up or forgiven or accepted the past. And so we're afraid that we're going to keep making mistakes moving forward. I'm here to tell you right now, you will make mistakes. You will experience pain. You will have bad days. That's all inevitable. But the more that you can forgive the past and see that silver lining and all the experiences that you maybe feel like shouldn't have happened, the more that you can make peace with them and see that they needed to happen, the more you will be free moving forward. You will allow yourself to be in the present moment because you're not so worried about the future or so worried that the solution, the answer, the resolution won't come. And so allow this prayer around God knowing the bigger plan, the bigger picture, and you just being the vessel, you just being the vehicle. Allow that to move you, to get out of your head and into your body. Release your fear, your worries, your insecurities, your scarcity, your lack. You've always been okay. Even if things didn't happen the way that you wanted them to, or you had to experience some humility and shut down your pride, you always got to the point of feeling okay. Whatever it is right now, because we all, no matter how good your life is, there's always something or some area in our life where we're struggling or where we're unsure of. That's part of the human game. That just is. You're not exempt from it, no matter how much money you have or no matter how sexy you are, no matter how great your kids are. You are going to always have things that challenge you or that you don't have peace about. And so right now, are you willing to surrender your worries and your fears and stop trying to control and run the whole show because you don't even know the bigger picture? You find pieces to the puzzle after the fact. It's the same thing with whatever it is that you're going through right now. So allow yourself to take your hands off the wheel. That doesn't mean that you don't take any action at all, but it means you take action when you're led, when the clarity drops in, when the wisdom comes in. You're not just blindly taking action and forcing and controlling and doing and burning yourself out and exhausting yourself. That doesn't work. So it's my intention that you repeat this prayer all day long or step into this thought process that your higher power has the bigger picture. You don't need to control and do so much. Release the worry, the anxiety, the fear. Notice how your whole week starts to shift and start to change when you actually embody and live and breathe this prayer. So I may do a few more of these. Go ahead and send me a message on Instagram at Dr. Onnelly. Let me know how you felt from this prayer. Let me know if you like me doing prayers like this. Let me know your feedback. This is what helps me create. But I also wanted to let you know, if recovering from narcissistic relationships is something you've been interested in, or if you're wanting more support with learning to love yourself, you can now, at the moment of this recording — it might be different by the time you're listening, but at the moment of this recording, if you go into the show notes, you will see that you can join my programs for $13.95 or $22.22. I used to charge $97 or $222 for the exact same programs. There's so much value in them. My whole business model is changing, and I want to give you an opportunity to get access to the 4 steps and my process of recovering from narcissistic relationships, how I lost 35 pounds after one and started a multiple 6-figure business. So that's all available to you right now for instant access. The food is burning, so I have to go. I will talk to you on the next one, and I look forward to your DM.